My name is Danny Murphy, and I raise soybeans, corn, and wheat on my farm at Canton, Mississippi. I'm also ASA's chairman this year, and I'm going to talk briefly about, start with biodiesel. You've all seen the back and forth about the EPA and what they've their proposed regulations on the renewable fuel standard, and we're concerned about the levels, about the volume levels that they have proposed. We have we've asked our soybean farmers to make comments, and we've had hundreds of farmers express their concern to EPA about the proposed levels and what it would do to the capability and the potential of the biodiesel industry. And these proposed regulations would reduce the production over the next year or two, and would really stifle the growth in a really valuable market for soybean farmers. Reports out of the EPA indicate that the agency has heard our concerns, but it remains to be seen whether or not the final levels will be adjusted in such a way that satisfies the biodiesel industry and the soybean industry. We're also invested in seeing the biodiesel tax credit is extended. As you know, it's currently expired, and if it is extended, it would more than likely be as part of a tax extenders package. But we also support the standalone legislation that's been proposed by Senators Grassley of Iowa and Cantwell of Washington.